Blog Talk Radio.
Halloween, but
Nonetheless, we thank God. We thank God for yet being among the living and not among the dead, because we could be dead and gone. But God has blessed us to yet remain here, and we're grateful unto him. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Good morning, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. We thank God for you. And we're moving right along this morning. Our topic for today is this: Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, dating game. Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, dating game. And we see over and over again things that's happening between two lovers, as they call them, and the games people play. Yeah, it's a lot of that going on. But I thank God this morning that he gave us a way and he told us what to do. And if we study his instructions and then apply these instructions to our life, we should be a blessed people. We should be a blessed people. Men should be blessed with wives, and wives should be blessed with husbands. But we got too much in between it, and we're telling God what we want and how we want it done. I know what I'm talking about because I'm guilty of it. I've been there and done that. Oh, no, I don't like the short man, God. I need a tall man. Yeah, oh, I don't like the skinny man, God. I need a man with meat on his bones. But the Lord knows what's best for all of us today. And if we could accept him and accept what he allowed and accept what he gives to us, because he don't have anything evil. He's not holding anything against us. But when we come to him, he will in no wise cast us out. So whatever we need, he'll supply it. It's just got to be, we got to know that God is supplying. And if God is supplying, he's only going to give me the best. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. He will only supply the best for you. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto Almighty God this morning. And we're moving right along. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer, because I figure on this particular topic, there will be a lot of people with something to say. So I want to have more than enough time to give everyone to share what it is that they would like to share today. Hallelujah. So let's go to this one right here.
Yo, P. Day ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah, he's gotta, whoa, he's gotta, yeah, check it out.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.
Amen, amen, and amen again. No matter what, I remember God got it. Some days I see some stuff and I'm like, oh, let me, and I make a step and I be like, oh, no, 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 Lord, fix that right there. Because I know, I don't know how, but he's able this morning. Not only is he able, but he's willing to do it for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. Listen, let us pray. We're going before the throne of grace. And make our petition known unto Almighty God. I often say it every day, hopefully. He's got all power, and there's no higher power. So let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, bow down, Lord, humbly before you, thanking you for this day. Father, we thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept last night. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind today. Thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. Father, we just thank you for life, health, and strength this day. And Lord, we thank you that whatever we speak out of our mouth, this is what we can have. This is what we will have. So Lord, today we speak life to everything. We speak goodness. We speak grace and mercy. We speak love today in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember there is yet power of life and death in our tongues. And help us today to speak life. Father, we thank you that you've given this unto us. And Lord, help us not to abuse it and misuse it, but Lord, help us to use it wisely in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, Father, thanking you for being on our side in spite of us. Thank you for never leaving us, not forsaking us. Lord, we thank you for going all the way to the end with us. We thank you that you love us today in spite of ourselves. And we thank you because of this great love. You give us brand new grace and brand new mercy each morning. And you renew this great love for us daily. Help us today to grasp hold to that you love us. And Lord, help us to love you back. In the name of Jesus, we ask. I come this morning bringing every caller and every listener. And Father, I ask today that you would bless them and bless their households. Lord, whatever they set their hands to do, set their hearts to do, I ask that you would move upon it for their sake today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever they stand in the need of today, I ask that you would move quickly concerning the things that's needed for your people. Lord, as they go out, I ask today that you would bless them. And Lord, when they return in, I ask that you would bless them this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that are sick, ask that you would heal today as only you can do. Lord, we know you to be the great healer, the God that healeth thee. We know that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And there's nothing too hard for you to do. No matter what the doctor has diagnosed, Lord, we know that you have the cure. Hallelujah. Do it for your people and let your people come out with the testimony that my God has healed me. Father, remember those that are incarcerated, those that are in mental institutions and hospitals and nursing homes and, God, rehabilitation centers. We ask this morning that, God, you would bless as only you can do, heal as only you can do, set those that are locked up free in their minds and their hearts, God. And, Lord, those that are in these type of places, I ask that you would set them free this morning and deliver them. And, Lord, whatever's wrong, I ask that you would heal it. Those that have lost their minds, God, I ask that you would give it back to them long enough to make a conscious decision to know that you're their God and you're waiting on them. Father, you are there all the time. Help today. Bring clarity to us, all God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every one of us, bring clarity. Make your word clear to us. Lord, the way you want us to live daily, make it clear to us. Let nothing be a mystery. In the name of Jesus, help us to open our spiritual eyes, God, and see what you're showing us. Help us to open our spiritual ears so that we can hear what you're saying to the church. And, Father, many of us are not living this thing right, because we don't understand. We don't fully understand. But, Lord, if you'll make it clear for us today, if you'll give us a clear understanding, speak to our hearts and minds so that we can obey you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask this of you this morning for each and every one of us. For, Father, we want to be the church that you're coming back for without spot or wrinkle. We want to be the people that you're coming back for. In the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning, bless every Block Talk host. Bless children here, there, and everywhere. Lord, move by your spirit today on behalf of children in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering. We thank you this morning. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. And Lord, make it plain, make it clear today for somebody. Lord, use this morning to bless your people. Have your way here today, O God. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. And, Father, again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning scripture reading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to this one. Every now and then I need to hear this a little bit right here.
say this.
It was you that come to my rescue. Nobody but you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because how many know if you go to jail, you're going to find out who your friends are. You go to the hospital, the nursing home, rehab, wherever you go like that, you're going to find out just really who your friends are. But when I'm in trouble, God always come to my rescue, no matter what it is. If I'm sick, he's there. If I'm down, he's there. If I don't have any money, he's there. He always right there. Hallelujah. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning. And morning announcement, so just simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com and take a look around the website over there. Again, that's www.freedomdoorsministries.com. Also, I want to say this morning, Evangelist Teresa Scott, she said she was looking for a cover for her book. So she started searching around the net, and she found this place. It's called Fiverr. I think I'm pronouncing it right, Fiverr. F-I-V-E-R-R. So you want to go to www.fiverr.com. If you need a website built, or you want to do something to your website, it's so much stuff over there. Resume writing, all kind of stuff. And it's $5. $5. So I wanted to, she shared it with me. I wanted to make sure today I didn't forget to share that with you. Yeah, again, that's www.f like in Frank, I like in India, V like in Victor, E like in Edward, R like in Robert, R like in Robert. So check it out over there. And I think you'll be real blessed. Oh, yeah. So we thank God this morning for our morning announcements. And, again, our topic today is Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, dating game. That's what we want to talk about today. I know y'all, somewhere along the line in life, especially if you're over 21, I know somewhere now you heard of these great lovers, as they call them. And those who love with a deepness beyond understanding, they say, and love and games and something to do sometimes. People use this thing like that. You know, some people love. They really do have a love for the other person. And then you got those that play games. And it's still games because you got those that do it because it's something to do. You know, I've seen guys that say, well, hey, look, I'll call you back because I'm going to call Joanne over here. I'm bored, Barbara, and I'm going to call Joanne because it's just something to do. You see what I'm saying? It's no real substance to it. And a lot of people get caught up into that because they're thinking this way. If he's coming around like this, or if a man asks me for my phone number, he's really interested in me. And sometimes it's true. Sometimes he's interested in you. Then you got those times when he's just doing it to show the fellas, I told you I could get her number, that kind of stuff. But when I look at Romeo and Juliet, to me, in a lot of ways, it just didn't pan out for me, but people do what they do today, that's all, and from the beginning of time, people do what they do. And if you look at Samson and Delilah, I thought that was just stupid, but I know for myself that God was going to use Samson in there. That was the start of the thing, yeah. But listen, let's go to our scripture reading. I just wanted to share that a little bit. And this morning, I'm looking at Judges, the 14th chapter. Judges, the 14th chapter. And then we're going to go over to 16. But in chapter 14, starting at verse 1, and Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, remember, Samson wasn't a Philistine. Now, he was Israel. He was an Israelite. Yeah, like Hebrew. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Now, look, Samson wasn't thinking here. A Philistine woman, and they got their neck, their foot on our neck. They are our enemies, in other words. And but God had a purpose and a plan in this. But if you look back at Joshua, you'll see a more humble people. Israel was more humble because God had led them out, you know, up through the wilderness into the promised land. But if you look at Judges, you're going to see these people, these same people become evil. They're going to become against God. They don't like what he said to do. His statutes are no good for them no more because they've been set free and they want to do what they want to do. And here's Samson, although God is doing this, he's allowing this. Yeah, he's in the midst of this. But here comes Samson to the parents to ask the parents, can I take a wife from the enemies? Does that make sense to anybody? That wouldn't make sense to me at all. But nonetheless, God have a purpose and a plan. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of, this uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. I don't care if she killed me. I like to, and a lot of us are like that today. We won't weigh nothing. We don't weigh anything. We don't check out nothing. It looks good to me. It feels good to me. That's the flesh, and I'm going to have it. I want it, whatever it takes to get it. That's what I'm going to do to have it. And in the end, that thing almost destroys us, and sometimes it destroys you. Yeah. But he went on and he said this in the fourth chapter now. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord. See, they didn't know God was in it, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So God going to use this so he can bring his people out. He always find a way to bring us out. I'm a living witness over and over again. But just sitting looking at this thing, if y'all can read it, go to the book of Judges, and it's going to tell y'all about Samson. But we're going over to 16. But just to look at this with a natural eye, and if you did not know God was in this thing, you would say, what a fool, Samson. You're a big fool. And why would you choose your enemy to want a wife? Because if you let the enemy that close to you, they can destroy you. And one thing about your enemy, they will remain your enemy. As David, you can go and take a look in the book of Psalms and see that David's enemy really was Saul, and Saul was not playing games. He was really going to kill David. And he tried on many occasions, but Samson is not thinking here. Verse 5 says, then went Samson down and his father and his mother into Timnah and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And check this out. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, upon Samson now, rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. You see, yeah, he killed that lion. He slayed him. Oh, yeah, thank you, Brother Louis, for posting the scriptures. And so look, in verse 7 it says, and he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. Samson went on over there and talked to her. Okay, my mom and dad is not going to do it. I'm going to have to go get this woman for myself. And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see a carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Boy, Samson just had to have this girl here. And we move it on over to 16. 16 says, then Samson went to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. And this is how all of this is going to come to pass, this woman Delilah. This is how all of this is going to get started here. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither, and they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night. saying in the morning when it is day, we should kill him. Now, I'm going to go back just a little bit. Samson went back to get his wife, and her dad really didn't like Samson and thought he left, and he thought he wasn't coming back. And when Samson got back, the dad had gave his wife away to one of somebody he knew and asked him to take a younger daughter. And that thing just stuck with Samson. He didn't like it, so he went out and he started doing crazy stuff. He set the Philistines' field on fire and all kind of stuff. You got to read in there. I might be going ahead of myself, and I might be leaving some parts out this morning. But I just want to give you an idea of Samson and Delilah and how this thing got started. And as they continued on to see each other, she would try and trick him, you know, because she wanted to find that Samson was the strongest man ever lived. And so she wanted to find out where his strength lies. And he kept telling her different things, you know, different lies. Well, my strength lies over here, and she would try that, and it wouldn't work. And then finally, he told her the truth. It lies, you know, within my hair. And she called the Philistines to come in on him. Oh, they had beef with Samson because he was strong, and they couldn't do anything with him. And they might have brought 3,000 men, and Samson would whoop every one. That's a strength from the Lord. I can remember, I think it was Evangel Holyfield and Mike Tyson getting ready to fight after Evangel Holyfield had got saved. And I said to myself, now, I don't think it's fair because Mike now is not going up against just a natural man. But anyway, I just wanted to talk that little bit about Samson and Delilah, and I'm leaving a lot out on purpose. I want you to read this in the book of Judges. I want you to read this for yourself and find out what took place with Samson and Delilah. And look, see, if you go to 16 and 6, it says, so Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Now, if she would have been asking me all of that, I would have been a little suspicious. You know, what you trying to do to me? Why would I tell my secret? Verse 7 says, Samson answered her, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have been dry, I'll become as weak as any other man. She going to keep right on with the foolishness now. Well, that wasn't true. Where your strength lie? But he loved that Delilah. I couldn't understand it. The enemy. He loved the enemy. She was his enemy. Yeah. But we're moving right along, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And Romeo and Juliet, they tell me this boy was a great writer. And he wrote about this man and woman, Romeo and Juliet. And he had great quotes in there, I'm calling them, snippets of stuff, and I don't know, they may call it poetry or something else, but he would say certain things to her, and she would say certain things, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? Her heart and mind was always on him, William Shakespeare, that's the man's name, y'all, thank you. And we're just talking basically this morning, it's nothing really deep, but we're just talking, and maybe you'll look at some things, and, you know, it'll bless you to remember, you know, because, again, people play games, and sometimes people need stuff to do, and we just take these people so serious that, you know, it's a game, and it's stuff to do, and we won't see that, you know, just like Delilah kept deceiving Samson. These people keep deceiving us, but we keep coming back to it as if it's true. It's not true. It's a game. Or it's something to do. But we won't see that. We keep going back into it because it feels good to us. But believe me, it's not good for us. Love is real. and it'll move mountains with two people. When two people have the same mind, when they have the same mind and decide to build a strong relationship. Because anybody in love, you're always building. You're constantly building for the rest of your life. Some people marry and get comfortable in that thing and think they're set for life and wake up one day, whoop, there it is, I want a divorce. Whoop, I want out the relationship. Well, I didn't know you was like this, but why? The games was being played, and you saw all of this, but you ignored it because you wanted out of this thing what you wanted. And then sometimes you think you can change the other person. But all it is a game to them. They're never going to be real with you. They're never going to be serious with you, no more than telling you this, I don't want you. I never wanted you. I thought we were going to be friends. I didn't really think this was going to go any further. So now we're so hurt. But we never opened our eyes from the beginning to really see who these people are and really get to know them. Because we're so gung-ho to say, I got somebody. We're so lonely. We're so needy. God said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He would be with us until the end. No man and woman, oh, they go before the preacher, to death do us part, as long as we both shall live, all of this stuff. But people have a change of heart. People have a change of mind. And sometimes you have not done anything. You have not done anything. You have not given them no idea that I'm doing anything wrong. They just come home one day and say, I don't want it no more. And guess what? The first thought most people have, oh, they got somebody else. Sometimes these people don't have nobody else. There's no woman in their life. There's no man in their life. They're not cheating on you. They just decided, I don't want this no more. This is just too much responsibility for me. I get off work, I don't even feel like going home. I got to go because I'm obligated. So what they say is if I get rid of this situation, I won't be obligated anymore. But where does that leave you? Where does that leave you? So people play games, but then there are those that are real, that love with a genuine heart. They don't love because you can provide for me. They don't love because my friends are going to say you look good, you're smart, you make money. That's not why they love you. They love you for you. And many people don't even know what love is. They think it's a feeling. But love is an ability. It's a gift. Because not everybody can love. They think this, I just got to see her, this, that, and the other. All it is some selfish foolishness. Because, see, love never wants you to be sad. Love is this way. I know you like going to the mall every Saturday. And you usually go to the mall between 1 and 2 every Saturday. You was doing this when I met you. But now I've met you, I married you, we're in the house together, we done bought a house, we done got furniture, two cars, we got a little savings. But every Saturday, I'm a little sick of you being at the mall between 1 and 2. So now I want to cut that off. I was going to the mall, everything I was doing before I met you, I should be able to do it, unless I'm dealing with another person from my heart. But if I'm visiting my family, if I go to choir rehearsal on Friday, if I'm in church on Sunday, you was enjoying all of this with me. Once we marry, you shouldn't try to cut that off, because guess what? Believe it or not, you're shooting darts into the other person's heart. You're killing your relationship without even knowing it. Because all of this is being stored up. And at the right moment, that person going to tell you this, bye, 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 bye. And they never may explain it to you. They may never say to you all the time, well, remember when you did this to me? Remember when you did that? You said that? You... They won't go through all of that. But they've allowed this to build up. And that first daylight, they're out of there. And I mean, they really out of there and never plan to come back. So we have to watch as well as pray. And many preachers, I'm telling you, oh, I got God. God speaks to me, this, that, and the other. Some of that is just common sense kicking in now that you've been hurt a little bit. That's not God. That's common sense. That's what you should have did in the first place. And now you can see better what's going on, so you're having a conversation with yourself. Because if God was speaking to you, he spoke to you before this happened. God is not going to wait until you get in the middle of the battle and then tell you how to fight the battle. No, he's going to warn you. He's going to prepare you before battle starts. In the military, they go to basic training. They don't just go out to war. They go to prepare to fight because there's some stuff you're going to need. So if you're not prepared and you just get off in it, okay, you got big problems here now. But there are those who really love. And love is this way. Do you know love is like this? If I love you and your leaving me is going to make you happy, because I love you, I want you to go. And if you ever need me for anything, let me know. When you left, I don't know if you was all the way prepared or what. But if you get out there and you decide you left something, you need me to do something, pick the phone up and call me. But people see that this way, oh, they're going to use you. No, no, no. I love them. And if this is what will make them happy, bye-bye. But most relationships, people in them are so selfish. I'd rather you stay here and be miserable with me, and I'll be happy, than you leave and you go on and be happy, and I rebuild my life. I may not never find another you, but I'm going to continue on and live my life. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to be angry with you. I'm not going to do little evil things against you. I'm not going to pull my family into this. Love won't allow me to do this. But folks say they love people. But they end up shooting them, killing them, all kind of stuff. But you said you loved them. Didn't know what love really was. They had a feeling. And I promise you, love is not a feeling. Love is an action. It's an ability. So back to the games and something to do. I see too many women wanting their husband. I see too many women don't want to be by themselves. I see too many women talk about, well, look like I'm going to be old and by myself. But the longer you're in the something, the more you should learn how to handle that thing. The longer I make a bed, the better I know how to make it. From childhood to adulthood, I know how to make a good, solid bed, neat and pretty. Yeah, because I've been doing that for years. So the longer you're by yourself, you should learn how to have patience for yourself and learn to enjoy you. Get to know yourself. But we don't do that. We got to have somebody. And women are so vulnerable and so needy these days. I don't understand. They are settled for anything. You don't work. You sit home and play video games all day. What the foolishness? When he come home, he he's trying to talk about the job, but he don't talk about the job because he don't think he in the right. All kind of stuff going on. And if he's unhappy, miserable love company somewhere in there, he's going to make you unhappy. We won't, you know, spend time with the person to really get to know them. We jump up into that thing overnight, knowing how much foolishness out here. What helps me to stay comfortable with me and at patience with me is I see the relationship of other people. I see men on the internet married in dating websites. They don't put their pictures. They put a picture of something else up there in case somebody whizzes by there and sees them, they won't tell the wife or they won't tell the husband. Women do the same thing. So much out here, and we want to think before we make a move. We've been with God this long. Now, those of us that's really been with him, and he has really delivered us, and he has really blessed us and set us free. We've been out here for a while. What's the rush? Well, I want to have children. Well, look at Abraham and Sarah. God did it for them in their old age. He'll strengthen you and do it for you. What's the rush? I need a man to take my garbage out. Hire a little neighborhood kid to come and take your garbage out. I was talking to Brother Aaron last night, and I was telling him, well, I want the refrigerator moved, swept and mopped. I want the wash and dryer moved and sweep and mop behind it. At times like this, I wish I did have a husband. But I take all of that back. I can get a maintenance man a few dollars. He'll come remove the refrigerator, wash and dryer, sweep and mop it, and put all that stuff back. That's no excuse. Because sometimes we get these people off what we think we're in need of. Now, what I really know you would need is a praying partner, and what you would really need, someone to work in ministry. You're on one side of the street, they on the other side. Now, I can see that. And because you're obedient unto God and y'all gave God your heart as one, he blessed you to have the comfort of each other. Now you got somebody to talk to. You got somebody to shop with. It's your best friend. And see, we don't allow these people to be our best friend. We hide things from them. And I don't know what kind of relationship it is, but love is not that. Love is not puffed up. Love is not selfish and jealous and crazy. That's not love. Love is not a liar. I love you. It won't let me lie to you. I got to tell you the truth. Oh, that's going to hurt me. And I know it's going to hurt you, but I got to tell you the truth. That's what love is. And if more people had real love and it was being demonstrated, it would be hard for us to tell each other the truth. And rest assured that I appreciate you telling me the truth. I'm not trying to leave you because you told me the truth. But a lot of things are hid in the dark. We don't give the person a chance. Well, if I tell them that, they're going to leave me, and they should. And eventually, one day, they're going to find out, and that's really going to make them upset. You're really going to hurt them. You come into the relationship to kill, steal, and destroy, basically, because you come in there lying. I've seen men on these dating sites, they say they are 40-something and looking 70. And please believe me, they are close to 70. You're starting off with a lie right there. I get in there and thinking you 40 and find out you 68. But you've been to the gym and this and that, and I'm not really hyped up on so much of your looks because Jesus was a man not desired to look upon. But then I find out you 6 to 8 when you told me you was 45 or 48. That's going to start a downward spiral because of this. I can't trust you. You're a liar. Yeah. We're still talking about Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, dating game. We're still talking about that. But we got to be responsible. We got to give an account for us. And if we would stand up and have patience, men and women, patience to get to know a person. Because I know within 6 months you're going to find out something. Nobody's going to tell me you're not going to find out something within 6 months. The good, the bad, and the ugly, somewhere in there is going to come out. And stop overlooking things. When you see it, face it right then and there. Stop making excuses for it and overlooking it like they're going to change in the midst of your relationship. Once we get married, he'll change that. Once I get married, she'll change that. Oh, no, they are who they are. Yeah. So I just want to go over some things. And love is what love does. Love always wants you to be happy. Always, at any cost. No matter what it costs the other person, they want you to be happy. And money won't be an issue. Whether you have money or you don't have money, a wife will tell her husband, well, honey, don't worry about it. Now, I can bake cakes and sell them. Honey, don't worry about that. I can sew an apron. I can do this and that to help make ends meet. The man may be going to work every day, and he paying all the bills. And he tell you, his wife, you don't have to work. I don't want you out there in all that rigmarole. So listen, on her own, without him saying one word to her, she will find a way to bring her income. And she may tell her husband this, well, honey, can we take this and save this in our bank account so that we'll have a savings? Because I know you've been concerned about that, because all of our money from your work, it goes to bills. But I thought if I could keep this little bit going over here, this will go to our savings account. That's love. That's love. And if anything ever fall with the man, he can't do this, he can't work, or he laid off, they yet have something to fall back on, because the Proverbs 31 woman, that virtuous woman, she wasn't after the man for how he looked. She wasn't after him for how he smelled. She wasn't after him because he made so much money. It said she had a business, and he was sitting up at the gate talking to the fellas. Now, I'm sure he had something. I'm sure he had something. You know, he didn't. He probably was a businessman himself and had employees, because no real thoroughbred man is letting his wife work and he sit home playing video games. Not a thoroughbred man. He can't stand it. He's saying to himself, I'm the head. I'm the breadwinner. And ain't no woman going to outdo me. And no real thoroughbred man is asking a woman for stuff all the time and depending on no woman. He get up and do things for himself. Now, back in the day, men had to work hard. They didn't have time to go to school. But for a long time now, men have had the opportunity to go to school to better themselves. They won't do it. And now they want to look at the woman because she went to school and she bettered herself. So now they want to look at her. She got more than me. I'm going to use her, a woman. No thoroughbred man does that. I've known two real, I'm talking about personally, everyday walk with them. I see that I've known, well, I'm going to say four. I've known four men, my dad, my two brothers, and one more guy. Thoroughbred men. You can't give them nothing. They're not going to take you. What? Oh, no, I got this right here. I don't need your little two pennies. Go over that way with them. Now, if the need arises and they really need you and they can't figure a way out of it, but you better believe me, they done talked to plenty of people. They've tried everything they could try before they come to that woman to ask for anything. That's a thoroughbred man. But the husband and the wife works together. She wants the stress off of him. He wants the stress off of her. And they come together. And I'm this way. Love would do me like this. The less we have, the better we are, I would be thinking. Because I don't have to put the stress on my husband to work harder. He don't have to put the stress on me to do nothing. Because we don't have all that stuff everybody else has. And we're living our life unto the Lord. We're working in ministry and what we're doing. We don't have to have millions and trillions of dollars to do it. Because that's not, God didn't call us to the whole wide world. He assigned certain people to us. But we're still talking about Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, dating game. That's another thing I'm coming to. I don't believe in dating. I don't. But now you really got to know God. I'm too much. You really got to know that you know for that. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to one. I just wanted to share all of that this morning. Nothing real deep. But we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio will be open. Somebody come in and talk about Samson and Delilah, Romeo and Juliet. I know Brother Frank probably can talk about that Romeo and Juliet situation and help me out here. All right, we're going to this one right here. Thank you. Oliver. And that's a piece by Yolanda Adams. Good morning, Dr. Bun. Good morning, Sister Linda. Good morning to you, Sister Gloria, Brother Anthony, Brother Frank, area code 225. And good morning to you, Brother Aaron. God bless you this morning. As I was looking over at a clip about Romeo and Juliet, and it was written by William Shakespeare, and he wrote that these people here, they died in the end, and also that it was to bring a feud between their families, you know, to stop the feud between their families. So that's just a little bit from Romeo and Juliet. And I got this little clip. So I'm going to play just a little bit of this clip.
This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.
Okay, let's see if it's going to play it.
This is a LibriVox recording.
Well, that's not
all LibriVox as they dare, I will bite my thumb at them, which is disgrace to them if they bear it. Enter Abraham and Balthazar. Abraham, do you bite your thumb at us, sir? Samson, I do bite my thumb, sir. Abraham, do you bite your thumb at us, sir? Samson, is the law of our side if I say I? Gregory, no. Samson, no, sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but at...
Okay, I couldn't find the clipping that that I really wanted to find. But the studio is open, and Sister Gloria, I'm coming to you first. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good, good. Blessed.
Good, good. You're teaching on Romeo and Juliet?
Well, no, this morning we talked about Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, the dating game. And we talked about love, we talked about games, and something to do, how people in different relationships do things, you know. Sometimes people are really love, you know, love one another, and then sometimes it's games, and then sometimes they just decide, well, it's just something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was somewhat the
pick of it. And God wants us to know those wolves in sheep clothing there too.
Yes.
Like when you said, there's just something to do. You know, God doesn't want us to be used.
Yes.
And we have to wait on Him.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I said, and with game playing, because a lot of people play game, and I think that's what it'd be a lot of times with
mm-hmm.
marriage. Adultery, it's just a game, because a lot of people lie. Well, I'm in this because she won't do that for me no more, she don't do this, and I'm a good man and I just need a good woman. Foolishness. He's never planning to leave his wife. And then
yeah,
she said, God don't want us to fall for the okie dokie. He don't want us to fall for being used. We go into this thing with our eyes wide open. Because many times we see all of the signs that this
mm-hmm.
is not the right mate for me. But people go into it anyway. A lot of women, I know I can't really always speak from a man's standpoint, but for women sometimes it's because I'm lonely. I just want a man. I've even heard women say, a piece of man is better than no man. I beg your difference. That's a lie.
Yes, it's a lie.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be happy. I won't be happy. All right, Brother
person
Frank.
Can destroy your life.
Well, it
that
really,
type of person can destroy your life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
God teaches us to be content, you know, in whatever situation that we are in. That's what He taught me concerning that situation. Be content. And
amen.
That's the best thing. It keeps me out of trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what we got to learn. And we talked about being patient with your own self, having
mm-hmm.
patience for you. Because if
mm-hmm.
you got patience for yourself, then you can watch as well as pray. And if
yes.
someone come along that you appear to be interested in, then give yourself time to get to know this person. And most times, yes, right away, right off the bat, within the first week, you already know if this person is really interested or not. And not because they talk to you, not because y'all come together and gone and had a meal together and all this old stuff. But all of the talking is so that I can get to know you. And my thing is, I want to know what's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my relationship, I dealt with a lot of men who had childhood issues.
Mm.
There are three different men who had childhood issues. And because of their issues, they couldn't do what they really needed to do as men. That was always a problem. I've dealt with jealous men who were crazy, and it made no sense to me. But because they felt, you know, self-lack, they wasn't worth anything to their, you know, to themselves. They just couldn't see you talking to another man, and it's not about you and him getting together because of what they had gone through in their past. You see, and many things happened to them, and they didn't have self-confidence. You know, they just didn't have no self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought all of this drama with them. That's because taking no time to watch them, no time to get to know them, no time to see, you know, how they really were on different things before you entered into the relationship. You're so busy trying to capture one another until you're not looking at who they are. But I need to know what's in you today. And it's the Holy Ghost that keeps a man or a woman. And if the man is not being kept by the Holy Ghost, if the woman is not being kept by the Holy Ghost, you're going to have some problems.
You're
telling them, I got to go and do what God says do. And they telling you about, no, you're my wife, or no, you're my husband. You do what you're supposed to do for me. And God done spoke. That's because you're unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
If you both have the Holy Ghost and you're both in the Word and you're both praying and you don't want to do nothing that's going to bring shame to God, you don't want to do anything that's going to put a frown on God's face. Yeah, it's a lot to it, a lot to it. But I'm going to Brother Frank. And see what Brother Frank have to say this morning. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? Hi. You know, I just you said you only had a tidbit, but you ought to be shaming yourself. You covered so much. You covered so much ground. It's just not real. But I want to give praise to God and glory to God. Honor and praise to God for being here this morning. And finally, it's a subject that I don't know, can I talk about it, but I do have a few little things to say because it ain't going to take long because it's a lot to be said. But this is on a man point of view. If a man, and I say one day I want to talk about if, because if is in the Bible, and it's in Philippians, but Moses say, but it's in Deuteronomy 28, where say if you could hearken and listen to the word and obey. But if a man can't take care of his home, and what I mean by that is that if he can't take care of all of it by himself, looking forward to his wife just to be his helpmate but not his support mate to the point where he got to lean on her as a crutch, then to me, I don't consider him as being a man. Not only that, I've been in an era from 1957 to right now about real men. And I mean, there are men who go out and work all day and try to make ends meet. And then there are women who help these men in certain ways. But remember, women, when you meet these men, if this man is from God, God will let you live long enough to marry him. So you don't have to rush into it for his false pretense and his saying what he going to do. Because the average one, if he got to tell you what he going to do, he ain't going to do nothing. And
all
if
right.
he does it, he going to only do it for a minute or two until he get what he want from you. And never put a man before God. And women of God, never let a man come into your life that tells you that he is a man of God and he causes you to sin immediately. Because if he's a man of God, then that's the last thing going to be on his mind. Like Evangelist says, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, and you both are, because there are even Christians that's unevenly yoked. But the thing is, if you'll know if you're evenly yoked, you'll know if this is a man or a woman of God. And as far as Romeo and Juliet, like they end up dying, there are so many relationships that go in sin that end up dying. Not dying physically, but dying all other ways. And some end up dying with the physical death by one killing each other and then killing themselves. Women are abusing, so men, but women, you are letting these men, I got to say this, and I'm not saying it in a way, but you're letting them blow smoke. I won't say where to smoke, but you're letting them blow smoke. And then you're looking at them in the wrong aspect. And the reason I'm saying this is because I am a man. And I got references to prove that I'm a man. And, I mean, there are men in wheelchairs that are supporting families. There are men who only have one arm or one leg that are supporting families. Because it's the man himself whom he got. And like if I can say, you got men with issues, with childhood issues. You got men that had childhood issues that done brought them all the way up into the 60s. I mean, till they almost leaving up out of here still holding on to the fact is that, hey, it's about me. If a man do not take care of shelter, food, and clothes for his family. And now what I mean by your family, if you with a woman, if she got 1,900 children, if you marry her, you with her, they all become yours. If you with a woman who is just you and her, then your responsibility is this. And as far as Samson gave his secret away, which his anointing was to the woman. We are letting so many men take our secrets and women take our secrets. And the thing about it, jealousy is a big enemy. Envy is a big enemy. But most of all, greed and lust. Lust should not be based on a relationship. Greed should not be. Relationships should be based on love. But the love of God, the love of God, which then in turn Jesus will give you that which he left the Holy Spirit to say, I am guiding your path. If this is the man or woman for me, God going to keep you here until you get it. You're talking to a man right now who made many decisions on his own, and I can live today to tell you. I could write a book about it. The fact is how relationships could go the wrong way simply by drifting away from God. Always look at someone and they have to love God as much as you do or more than you do. And there's so much more to go, but I want to give somebody else a chance at this. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Frank. I'm with you when you write, sir. I am with you when you write. See, if we go into this thing in the natural, we're looking at it with our natural eye, and we're looking at what the man can do. But what we got to do is test the Holy Ghost in you against the Holy Ghost in me. And if we got the same spirit, it's going to agree. And it's the Holy Ghost that keep a man or a woman. And if you're allowing the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you, we won't end up in these lustful states that he talked about. Because many times all this is a bunch of lust. The man come talking to me about me. Oh, no, brother, I'm watching you. No, 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 I don't need that. You don't have to tell me how pretty I am. You don't have to tell me how shapely I am, how good I smell. I don't need to know all of that. I look in the mirror every day. I shower, so I know how I smell. But what I need you to tell me is tell me about Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Tell me about 1 Corinthians. The 7th chapter. Tell me about don't let fornication be once named among you. I don't want to hear about all your accomplishments in this life in the natural. Tell me about your accomplishments that you've accomplished through the Holy Ghost. and we're going to get somewhere then, because I'm a word-believing woman. And if you put that word in there, I can't help but respect. But if the word of God is in there, and you just tell me all about you, it's just some foolishness. And really, you're wasting your time. Yeah. All right, area code 111. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Bell.
All right.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh, because all the while you were talking, I like all kind of music. All I could think about was what's behind door number one, what's behind door number two, and what's behind door number three.
Okay.
And I'm saying that to say this. God, I was in a situation where the Holy Spirit had shown me, and he kind of talked to me the other day, said, now see, God told you what was behind door number one, and you ignored it. And you went on, just like you were saying, sometimes God will, I mean, not sometimes, but most of the time, he will show us, but we ignore the signs. And then something else comes up, that's door number two. He said he gave you another chance. And you just ignored that one. And now door number three, well, now guess what? I was like Samson now, you know. It's almost like, oh, God, I got to fight all of this here to get up out of here. And life is just that way if we allow it to be. If we stop listening to the Holy Spirit, and I am one to listen, always listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not going to say I have always obeyed, but I said that, like I said, we must always obey when we do hear, because life can be so much sweeter. Life can be so much sweeter when we listen and obey the Holy Spirit. And because he said, like, he knows. He already knows what we're going to do. He knows our thoughts. God said, I know the plans I have for you. Not you, your own plans. I know the plans I have for you. And so that's where we have to get back to. And when you were talking about, all the fluff and all the, I know how pretty you are, I'm there. Nobody has to tell me how I look. Every morning I look in that mirror, and when you look in that mirror, you should see nothing but the face of God in you. So don't we look good? I've gotten to the point where I keep looking at me and say, Holy Spirit, don't we look good today? Because we don't need someone from the outside to tell us what's on the inside of us, which is on the inside of us is the Holy Spirit. But I love the topic. I love the topic, the dating game. It has a lot of depth to it, and I'm sure if we kept going, we'd be on this phone all day long, you know, with experiences and laughing, et cetera. And you're right. People bring some of their childhood, I guess, fantasies or mistakes or whatever into the reality of a relationship, and it just will not work. It just will not work unless you're on one accord with the Lord. It just won't work. It just won't work. As the song said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It may prosper, but it just will not work. I really thoroughly enjoyed this topic today. I really have.
Amen. Yeah, but it's the only way. It's the only way we're going to be happy. A lady told me one time, she said, sometimes God have to make a man for a woman, and sometimes he have to make a woman for a man. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, because they have to allow God to come in and change their heart. It starts from the inside out.
Yeah.
But see, when you start off wrong, I promise you and everybody else is going to end up wrong. You came in that thing with lust, it's going to end up wrong. See, because look, sometimes people, they don't see you like that no more. I don't want to have them like that no more. I'm through with that. I'm moving on.
Exactly.
But if it was based on the Holy Ghost is not going to tell nobody, look at her, she done gained weight. The Holy Ghost is not going to tell you that.
You don't desire her no more sexually because she has gained weight. That's not the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And men get with women because they want other men to see what I'm able to have.
That is so true. A
trophy. But the Holy Ghost is not going to do that because any real thoroughbred man, he don't want no other man seeing what he got.
Amen, sister. Come on.
Keep your eyes off my wife.
Amen.
That's right.
And ain't no Groundhog Day.
All right.
Other than that Groundhog Day. See, the thing is, sisters, let me tell you something. I just had to cut in and say this here right now while the Holy Spirit got it deep on my heart. Women, stop looking at Groundhog Day. Try to look at that man to say, well, okay, he the same man. He going to be this man all the time. The only way that, and for these childhood idiosyncrasies, I got childhood idiosyncrasies, but I've been a child so long ago, it ain't real. And if I didn't get out of coming through as a man, then I know I ain't no real man. And you don't have to be no real man being a Superman jumping off a building. All you got to do is be responsible and accountable for what God has put you here to do. And if you can't do that, be man enough to stand up to the woman, sit there, look across the table, or look her in her eye and say, I ain't the man that you thought I was. And
I
if you give me a chance, I'll try to make it. But if I can't, then God be with you, and I go my way and you go your way. Like I was listening to Evangelist saying that if you love a person, you'll take care of them. Because I have divorced a wife and took her and her man, and I got witnesses to it because I love the person.
Yeah,
and I wasn't going to let God destroy my blessings by me wanting to be jealous and hating because he took it all away. And I thank God for it. I thank him.
Amen.
I'm sorry, but I'm finished. We can go on.
That's all right.
I know, like he's talking about. You love the person, and you want them to be happy.
Yeah.
If it means you being unhappy so that they can be happy, this is what takes place because you love them. And you're not so miserable to the point of where you're saying, well, I'm going to just kill them because, see, I'm happy, they happy, and I'm not. But love is real. And
yes,
let me tell you, love is of God.
Yes, it
because
is.
Because, John, it teaches us, for God is love.
Love.
And the kind of love that God is talking about, it takes prayer. You got to pray about that thing.
Yeah.
And, Lord, teach me and show me how to love this person.
Yes,
I'm not going to love them because they can pay my bills every month.
That's right.
I'm not going to love them because they got a little cloud in life. I've seen all kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I've seen a lot of it today where people marrying each other for security reasons. I married them because they have a job, they have a bank account, I'll be able to drive a new car, they'll be able to drive a new car. Or we'll be able to live in the house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy because we'll put our money together. They want what I want. Listen, out of life. But the word said, if you save your life, you're losing it. And if you lose your life to God, you're saving it.
That's right.
But they come together so they can have more. Because nobody want to feel like they haven't accomplished nothing. Boy, people look at you, that's the way the world judge you. God don't judge us by what we have.
Amen.
Spiritual son called me the other day and said, preacher told him, said, hey, you still living over there? But he was downgrading where we live.
Yes.
He said, I ain't feel no way tired about it. I said, well, they can't make me feel bad about it because of this. This is where God placed me, his work here to do.
Amen.
Now, what kind of work are you doing? You going to church, building your church, and you going on a physical job. That's all the work you got. That's not God. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we get sidetracked and caught up in all this stuff because we follow the television evangelist. My daughter was telling me something yesterday about this preacher thing on TV. Where well-known preacher, and I love him, well-known,
And he laying up with the woman and refused to marry her, and he's seeing somebody else. He's seeing a woman out of Hollywood that's not professing nothing. And this is supposed to be the man of God. This is why I'm telling you. We got to be careful, because people doing what they want to do and think because God didn't strike them down that God accept that. God does not accept any old thing. He just won't do it.
Amen.
We got to come to him right, and we got to come to him in him. We can't come to him in us. And we do all this stuff, and then, come on, God, get in on the deal. The Lord's standing back saying, no, you go ahead on and run with that deal and see what you run out with. I'm right here if you need me. I'm right here if you want to get it right with me. I made you for my pleasure. I'm the head.
Yeah.
But we'll slap him in the face and tell him, look here, come on out the box now and do what I need you to do. We don't say this, but this is what we're showing him. Because he look at what we say, but he's watching what you're doing. And what you're doing way more with him than what you say, because he's a God of action.
Yes, he is.
And your action speaks louder than words to him. I have people, let me tell you, I tried to teach and preach the truth to them. They did not want to hear this thing. Oh, it appeared I was the worst person in the world. Oh, no, don't fool with her, this and that. At folks, my own children, lie on me and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. When push comes to shove, I'm the person that they were called upon. You know why? They knew from the beginning I was real with God. It wasn't no joke, and I don't play. And you're not going to make me change my mind about what the word of God has said. Run on with the rest of cool in the gang. Go ahead on with them now. Run on down the street, because wide is that road that leads to destruction, and it's crowded. Don't you see all them people on that road?
Yes, it is.
You got to know something is wrong with that road if it's so crowded. He said narrow is the road that leads to him, and few there be. It's not crowded on the road leading to God. Every now and then you're going to pass one on that road.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to be passing all these people every day like on that crowded road. And if everybody following that, it should tell you something is wrong.
That's true.
Let me back this train up and go back in the station and make sure I got the right map to lead me on to the city. But we want to do what we want to do and scream God. We want to do what we want to do and scream Holy Ghost. Come on now. You ain't going to make no fool out of the Holy Ghost, and you ain't going to make no fool out of God. It's impossible.
True.
He will make a fool out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is real. He has said what he meant, and he has meant what he said. And I don't see nothing wrong with us going back to the old path, taking a look around. It was good enough my grandmother. It was good enough for my grandfather. It was good enough for their parents, my parents. It's good enough for me.
Amen.
Why do I have to take on this new wave, new age thing that everybody else is doing, talking about we ignorant? You can call my grandparents ignorant if you want to, but I promise you this, they wasn't in divorce court.
And they survived.
Yes, sir. You can call them ignorant if you want to, but nobody was charges of molesting nobody's child.
Amen.
All right.
You can call them ignorant if you want to, but they had the respect of the community where they live.
That's true.
I ain't even got that because you don't even know who living in your community because you living over there where the devil done set up. You living better.
Love.
You got the house on the hill. Let me tell you something. You're moving in all these big places, getting away from the right place. If I got millions of dollars, I would still live in the ghetto when you get through.
Come on.
I'm not going nowhere where a bunch of devils over there. All kind of spirits over there. The folks losing their house, can't pay their electric bill, they lost their business, lost their job. Now they're going to come out and kill everybody in the neighborhood. No, I'm going to stay down in here where Bobo and them at. I'm going to stay down here where Ladinium hanging at. Because I know what Ladinium going to do, and it ain't going to kill themselves. And when I walk out there, Ladie ain't going to shoot me either. Not because he couldn't pay no bills. He'll say, man, I ain't got all the light bill money. But I got $50 of the light bill money. They say they turning them off anyway. Man, that's barbecue. That's how Lil D and them rolled. Never thought of kill
right.
Michael.
That's right.
Go get a kerosene lamp. Let's run with it. Go get a kerosene lamp. We're going to deal with this. And
okay.
We ain't doing nothing but roast. That's right. Roast some wieners, and we're going to deal with it because guess what? Oppression and depression already been seen, so it ain't going to strike us at jumping out no window because the stock market done went down. And
okay,
we ain't going to look
man.
At that. We hold on to that almighty dollar because we want to fake and be. See, faking and shaking and jaking ain't going to get it. When you get out there and be real with it, you're going to hold up, and you it's like that gambling song, you're going to know when to run. You don't know when to fold up. You're going to count your money when the game is over, when you leave up on the table. Because
that's
when
right.
You're sitting down, when you're sitting down putting yourself before a see, taking on the responsibility of a woman is a responsibility like our grandfathers did and our fathers before them and our father and mother. They made it. They survived.
That's true.
And they're talking about, well, time ain't like they used to be. Time is the same. It's just the fact is how you deal with it. If you
come
got,
on.
Yeah, a dollar is not worth what it was back when meal was 10 cents a pound. But the fact is this here, if you utilize it and do it the way you're supposed to do it, you're going to have the situation covered. And if God can't give it to you, who can? And don't look for
God.
The man or the woman. And if a man cannot look for God for his support, then he ain't the man you need, sisters.
Man.
He ain't the man you
Amen.
Need.
God speak, brother. Speak on.
He ain't the man you need. Because trust me, if God can't give it to you, who can? Trust me, I walked a crooked line and I don't walk a straight line. And like she said, that narrow road to that straight gate, only way to
That's
go.
It.
And you ain't going to ask
it.
About what the Holy Ghost doing. You ain't going to ask about is God going to do this and is God going to do that. And yeah, today out in public, I'm God, but it's behind the door. I'm the biggest devil you ever want to see.
Ooh,
and then,
you know,
and when
out.
I walk out in the front of people, then, okay, oh, look how nice he is. But see, the thing about it is, what if Jesus knocked on your door every day? What if Jesus came in and sit in your living room? That's where you look at this man or woman and say, this is Jesus sitting in this living room with me. I got to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I will be there because guess what? If we're only eating cornbread and buttermilk,
come on.
We're eating it. We're eating it together.
That's
because
right.
the love
That's
we
right.
have for each other is the love that we
That's
have
right.
for God first.
That's
and like
right.
Sister say, wherever God put us, that's where we need to be. And if we ain't satisfied with it, don't be like the children of Israel. God brought them out with gold, money, silver, and everything. They did not stumble, but they grumbled. They grumbled so much that they walked 40 years, clothes didn't wear out and everything. None of them dawned on them that what happened. Even Moses lost out. But how
okay.
these people took them?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We here, brother. No, I was just agreeing with you, brother. Moses lost out.
Yeah, Aaron lost out, and he was only went with Moses because Moses said he couldn't talk.
Okay.
Because so that Moses got upset, and the thing about it is Joshua and Caleb and the people that did. So saying,
really?
I don't grumble. If God wake me up in the morning, he said, what? This is a day that we should rejoice in it. Okay,
Amen.
I got a job. If I got a 10-cent job, I'm gonna take 10% of that 10 cent, give it to God, and the rest gonna go home and take care of my family. Why? Because that's what God say do. And
Amen.
If He said it, if God said it, it's true. You can
that's
better believe
true.
It. Because at the end of the day, God is the one who put you to sleep and wake you up. And if
that's
you can't
right.
believe that, if you can't trust that, what do you need to be looking over across the table in somebody's face who look more evil than you could ever think you could ever be when you were out there.
Yeah,
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm
brother.
Finished for the day.
Amen. Amen.
No, you're not.
I'm telling you now. We just don't think.
No, you're not.
We need to build where we are. We want to go everywhere. You haven't taken the responsibility of where you are. And
yeah,
then we'll jump out one relationship into another relationship. We resolve the issues from the past relationship.
Yes.
So it's no way you're going to survive. It's no way that relationship going to stand. And then I heard people say, he left me. Girl, he should have been gone. In my book, he never should have been with you because your head is twisted on backwards.
Come on.
You're not even a smart woman. You're a silly woman. And a man needs a smart woman so that he can build with a family. It's called a help me. But you're so silly, sitting up. Oh, I can't even talk about it right now. Hey, Bro Anthony, Bro Ron, you right after Bro Anthony. Good morning, Bro Anthony. God bless you, son. How you doing?
Good morning, good morning. Just want to bless Tyler Favor. Just want to thank God this morning for waking me up, you know, starting me on my day. Then to see this day that he has made. Just want to say good morning to everybody, Brother Frank, Sister Gloria, everybody that's listening in this morning. So I just sitting here listening to what y'all were talking about. Yeah, I kind of thinking about yesterday, or just from, you know, the situation, you know, like you said, you know, not rushing into another relationship. Just like you just said, you can't rush into another relationship if you ain't got, you know, healed from the past relationship that you may have went through, you know. And, you know,
that's
one lady at the church, you know. And I kind of feel that she kind of liked me or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like a couple Sundays, you know, like every now and then, you know, she might smile, you know what I'm saying, give me a hug, but then sometimes it's like she don't even, you know, want to say nothing or want to look at me, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, last night at the Bible study, when I went to Bible study last night, you know, she had a class that she had to do in school she was going to, so I guess she came back. And when she got after Bible study and whatnot, you know, everybody mingling and talking to each other, you know, and she came and she walked by and when she walked by, I kind of looked up and she was like, hey, I ain't spoke to you in a while. She was like, how you doing? I was like, I was doing fine. You know, she gave me a hug. You know, and my daughter, she gave me a hug, you know. But, you know, like I said a couple Sundays ago, you know, it wasn't no hug, it wasn't no smile, you know. They just kept moving, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just was looking at certain things, looking at the situation, you know. And I just asking God to just guide me and, you know, my path, you know. Like you said, you know, I'm trying to just stay strong. Well, I am strong because I ain't going to let the enemy take over my mind and, you know, and have me fall out of my blessings with what he in store and giving me, you know. But, you know, I'll just keep trying to press on and, you know, not allow what's going on in my situation and my marriage, you know, to hinder me, you know. And just like you said, you know, that finances, you know, security, you know, it ain't. I could give security to my wife to a certain point, but security got to be laid in God. God is over our security, you know. And he going to allow everything to happen for us to be secure, to stay together, you know. So, you know, I realized that as well, you know, I was the type of person, you know, growing up, you know, I ain't have much. So when I got older, I felt like, hey, I'm going to get to the point where I can provide for my kids that they're going to have the best. But, you know, the Lord let me see, you know, just like right now, you know, I ain't really had the money for my kids, for them to go back to school. And they ain't had the best of the best with the name brand, but, you know, God allowed their mother to be able to give them something, you know. And like she said, you know, she was talking to me the other day, and she was like, you know, I don't hold this against them, you know. I thank God for what's going on right now. So, you know, he just showing me a lot of stuff in my situation, you know, and letting me know, you know, even with her friends, she was like, you can't compare him to you, you know what I'm saying? There's no comparison, you know, everybody got their differences. She was like, you know, you kind of flashy, you like to have, you know, nice stuff, you know. She was like, but he, in his way, you know, he ain't really got to have the best, but, you know, he got stuff. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you right, I understand that, you know, to a certain point. But I said, that's, you know, that's how, when I grow up, that's what I was thinking about in my mind. Just like you were saying, when you have fantasies and dreams about what you want when you get older, you know, it go along with you, you know. And, yeah, I got a couple of things that I like, you know, and there's things that I gained along the way, you know what I'm saying, and working and stuff. But I work hard for them things that I got, you know, and I ain't necessarily got to have them, you know what I'm saying, because I know I can deal without. And just like I can deal with the fact that my kids ain't got the best to go to school, but they got something to go to school with, you know. It might not be name brand. It might not be what I want them to have them, but, you know, I just got to thank God that he provided that they got something on their feet, that they got some clothes too well, you know. They could not have nothing at all, you know. So, you know, I just thank God for showing me and enlightening me in certain areas, you know. But I'm still focused and I'm still praying, you know. And
yeah, that's where you got to remain. Excuse me. The day you let go completely, bro, Anthony, that's the day God going to come in and fix it all. It'll be like you went to bed with one penny in your pocket. But you woke up with millions of dollars. But you got to let go. You got to let it go. Because if you going to stay with it and working on it and fixing it, God can't do it. He needs the whole show because he can't just share his glory with somebody.
That's
he can't
right.
say, well, Anthony did part of this and I did the rest. God is not that guy. He want to do the complete thing because he knows how to fix it all. So you may know how to own a portion of it. But God know how to fix it from beginning to end. And then when he fixes it, he'll seal it so nothing else can't penetrate and get back in there to mess it up.
Amen.
But we do bits and pieces, and then when you know anything, something else worse than happened. But when God if that deal is sealed. Oh, yeah.
Right.
See, I'm going to tell you something else with relationship. In God, there is no such thing as dating. Y'all stop letting these people trick you into fornicating and all this old stuff. There is no such thing as dating. When I look at Isaac and Rebecca, them folks wasn't dating.
Camel train. Yes, yes, yes.
That's true.
Rebecca went in, Isaac went in to Rebecca, and they come out husband and wife.
Amen.
The folks don't want to get married today because they say they don't want the responsibility. Well, if you done been with me for 2 months, and you just like my company, and every time I turn around, I'm on the phone with you, and I'm at your house, or you at my house, or we meeting out eating, or going to movies. 2 months done went by now. This telling me that you really like me. So what you going to do about it?
Uh-huh.
And we can remain on, but I need to have some plans in motion, and I need to see that they real, and I need to see your actions behind all of this.
Come on.
I don't see your actions behind it, and don't trick me either. Don't come in here telling me you this, this, and that. I find out you got a wife.
Well,
don't come in here telling me this, that, and the other, and you've been living with that woman 10 years. I don't need all of that either because that's deceiving. You're a liar. And if you lied about that, what else are you lying about? You can't trick me like that because I won't have no respect and no trust. And if there is no trust, ladies and gentlemen, there is no relationship. I don't care what nobody says.
All right now.
Women, every move the man make, they got to know about it. They got to get his phone and search through his phone. You don't trust him, and there's no relationship. You're wasting your time over there and just spinning your wheels for nothing.
My God.
I got to check his phone, if I got to check his pockets, if I got to call a job, I'm not finna waste my time on that's too much work. And I'm miserable. And if I see him looking at a woman, oh, he talking to her. About what? See, this
all
is
right
why
now.
You need the Holy Ghost, because if my husband talking to another woman, he ministering to her or something going on like that. He's not trying to get with her.
Amen.
That's true.
And the Holy Ghost going to let me know that's not what that is. Get on somewhere and you find somebody to minister to. And that's another thing, ladies. We have too much time on our hands. We ought to be busy.
Really busy.
I know men used to go out and the woman lose her mind. Wonder where he at. This is calling me. Need to crochet. Cut that TV off and stop watching the Housewives of Atlanta and all that old foolishness.
Well, now.
The young and the restless and all that mess go. You in the world, but you're not supposed to be of the world. You were the one said you were saved. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not true, go back to the altar. Ask God
That's
to save
true.
You. Ask him to sanctify you. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Well, see, that's another thing you got to watch out here now. They done changed a lot of these words. I brought a message. Watch them words.
Mm-hmm.
See, because them people that's on that crowded road, they speak the same language. Those that are on that narrow road, they're not talking the same.
That's true.
They don't speak the same language. Paul said, who bewitched you out here? Who done bamboozled and swindled you out here with the word of God? It was good enough for my great-grandparents. It's going to be good enough for me, and I'm not changing one iota.
Amen.
I'm going to stick with what God brought here and left here. He told us the world was going to get wickeder and wiser, and this
wiser.
Is where we are. We think we know so much. All right, Brother Ron. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you, Brother Ron?
I am truly blessed this morning. I've been listening. I learned a lot. How are you, Evangelist Mac? Good morning, Brother Frank. Good morning, Sister
Morning, Brother.
Good morning, Brother Anthony. I was listening about door number 1, 2, and 3. Let me say something real quick. Door number 1, God gave that to you wholeheartedly because he loves you. But there's some rules that you have to follow. If you follow his rules, his word, you can have everything behind door number 1, including the place Jesus prepares for us in heaven. Nah, I can't deal with that. That's too much. I got to give up this. I got to be like that. So you pass on door number 1, and you go to door number 2. You open door number 2. What's behind door number 2? Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and everything's goofy. Everything is out of whack. Nothing's in place. Nothing's on time. It's a big cover-up. So you pass on door number 2. Careful what you ask for, but the only thing that's left is door number 3. You take door number 3, open it up. Oh, my God! Door number 3 is everything evil, deceitful, murderous. It's the devil himself.
Jesus, stop it.
To your knees. Pray to God to give you back door number 1. I don't know. You passed up door number 1 in the first place. Now you have to prove your worth. You have to follow God's word. You have to honor. You have to obey. When in the first place, if you took door number 1, you would have been all right. But see, that's how people think. That's how people think. Wrongful thinking. In my business, excuse the expression, we call it your stinking thinking. Because your thoughts are of fornication, lying, stealing, cheating, doing everything God doesn't want you to do. I said that to say this, that people, time to wake up. It's time to wake up. God answers an email. He don't need no email. Drop to your knees. Give honor. Give glory to the Lord above who made you and the house on the hill and the dog named Fluffy, too. That's all I got for today. Have a blessed, safe, peaceful weekend.
Amen. Amen, Brother Ron. God bless you this morning. God bless you. I know this for myself. If we choose the Holy Ghost, we're going to be all right. That's all I can tell you. And if the Holy Ghost in you and the Holy Ghost in the other person, everything going to be all right. But if you're choosing a mate who don't have the Holy Ghost and you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to be some problems. That's all I can tell you. But now, if you chose who you are, it's going to, yes, ma'am. Minister Val, you were saying something.
I just said, I promise.
Okay.
I promise. What you're saying is the truth. It is the gospel truth.
Yeah,
very
that's the way
it's
got to be.
Very true.
Yeah,
I'll say something real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was listening to Brother Ron about those doors and everything, and it just reflected back to myself. And I know I was in a situation with a relationship with one of my wives, and we got married. This ain't going to take long at all. We got married, and we got in a situation. And I had put a lot of material things before me. And I wasn't following God. I was following, still had the streaks, let me put it that way. And I had a thing. I had jewelry and Lincoln Town cars. I had 4 or 5 cars in the yard, and everybody had was brought me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all these different things. God took it all to show me that he is God. And
all right.
I can't fake him by talking. I have to do it. I can say all day long what I'm supposed to do or what somebody else is supposed to do, but if I'm not doing it myself, there's not jewelry, nor car, not nothing can take the place of when you are in the muck. When you got to come up out of the muck, you might have to do a bunch of things. And it ain't about the doors. It's about the Holy Ghost and knowing that God is the one who's going to pull you through. And you could talk it all day, but if you ain't real with it, it ain't going to be nothing but a facade. And one day it's going to hit you, and you're going to say, I should have, could have, would have, but I didn't. And I thank God for this.
Amen.
And, Brother Ebony, keep your line open because I'm going to call you as soon as I get off the line. God bless you.
All right. All right.
All right, God bless you, Brother Frank. God bless you. Yeah, it's by our actions. We can say what we want all day long, but unless we're putting that thing into action, because God hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing, and what we're doing way more. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning. We went out in the chat room, but God bless them. God bless them over there. And I'll be on Monday, Labor Day. I'll be here Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll probably have a guest speaker this Monday. Y'all pray for me and pray with me that God will send us a great speaker. Good morning, Brother D. Good morning to you, Sister Ellis. God bless you this morning. God bless you. And we're praying that we have a great speaker this weekend. I mean, this Monday, Labor Day, coming. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I was thinking about a fish on a grill is what I was thinking about. Got to see how that thing go and some vegetables and a fish, and that'll do it for me. I've had many labor days, and I ate barbecue and potato salad, baked beans, greens, everything.
Oh.
Yeah, so this year I want to just do it light. Do it like
okay.
Try to eat more fruit and more vegetables, and it will be all right. But God bless each and every one. I've enjoyed each and every one sharing this morning. That's what I'm talking about. And we all coming together because somebody has something that someone else have not heard. And you never know who you're blessing. You never know who you're encouraging. So if you got that Spirit of God living in you, say something. Say something. And it will be all right. So if all hearts and minds are clear, as they say in that physical building, I will pray us out. All right. Let me make sure. Let me make sure. I don't want to miss nobody today. God bless you, Sister Gloria. Yes, ma'am. And I agree with you 100%. Whatever state we in, Apostle Paul said, be content. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning. Lord, as we depart for the weekend, I ask that you would bless your people over the weekend. And Lord, bring them back safe on Monday morning. Father, today, doing what you said, you made the man for the woman. Made the woman for the man. And God, you made man. Lord, help us to see your spirit living in them. And help us not to think that we can change anybody. Because it's your job to change from the inside out those that are in relationships here, God. I ask that you would mend it all, fix it all, whatever's going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have not really received you in their heart, but they talk about you, but they are not living you. Lord, I ask today that you would make a change in them.
in the name of Jesus. Help them not to be people that come, and Lord, so that they can be heard, but they come that they might bless somebody, and they're coming in you. You can be glorified. Father, do this for us today in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are coming through the archives from Google and LinkedIn and MySpace and Twitter and Facebook, all the social media websites. Bless, Lord, Blog Talk Radio. God bless us and do this in the name of Jesus. As we depart, bless us going out and bless us coming in. Father, meet the need in our lives today. According to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Trust you, Lord. Bless us financially this weekend. God bless us with the best Labor Day that we've ever had. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day. And we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to one last song of the morning, a little quick one, hopefully. And we're moving right along, moving right along. I saw her just a few minutes ago, and it looked like she moved. There she go. All right, let's play this one.
Oh, my goodness. God bless everyone. One love always.
God bless you.
No, let's do that.
God bless you. I'll get you, Brother Anthony, in a few.
All right.
Okay.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring.
Yes.
My heart is flowing with peace.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. It's my offering. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.